Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week we are going to get to talk to late model driver Nick Beyenhoff. We're also going to hear from Bob Tim, driver and promoter at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. We're going to hear from Dave Adams from Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and a little more about our local Casey's General Stores from Bev, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com. Or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Market Creech, Ford and Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. We have a very nice inventory of new Fords on the ground, and Ford is offering great programs, and Craige Ford is discounting, so that means attractive pricing for you. Small store, good service, and competitive pricing all works in your favor, and our used lot is full of very nice trades and program cars, so stop in at Craige Ford today for any vehicle line. That's at Craige Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Since 1972, we, the Miskin family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Hey, Dirt Show fans, you know what looks even better than those cars on the track? The trucks in the parking lot. At Auto Trim Design of Otana, we can make your ride into a showpiece, or at least we can make you proud of it. We have hundreds of accessories to make your truck look and function great. Access covers, spray and bed liners, window tint, and yes, lots of bling. Come in and let us show you how to make a personal statement with the vehicle you love, yours. Auto Trim Design is located 1/2 mile west of Walmart on Highway 14 in Owatonna. Let's go racing!
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Car return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Nick Beyenhoff. And Nick, who or what influenced you and your brother Nate to become race car drivers?
Well, growing up, my mom's brothers all raced, and we pretty much spent all of our summers at the racetrack, and then, I don't know, I was probably 10 or 11, and Darren Cordles actually had his car in our shop, and we kind of got to know him pretty well. My parents knew him a little bit beforehand, but yeah, I got to know him pretty well. And yeah, like I said, I spent pretty much all my summers growing up. I don't know what I would do if I didn't go to the racetrack during the summer.
What division did you get your start in?
Well, when I was 14, my first race was in a front-wheel drive, four-cylinder Cavalier, and I went out and started third row and just kind of rolled the bottom and kept driving around guys. And next thing I knew, I won my first race. I thought, well, this is pretty easy. And then we didn't win another one after that the whole rest of the year. So, yeah, the first couple of years, I ran that front-wheel drive class. And then when I was 16, I moved up to what they call here was a sportsman division. That's more of a little more open, as a racing tire, the G60, kind of like what the B-Mods now run. And it was kind of a 360 cube limit rule. We could run weight jacks and, racing shocks and springs and that kind of stuff. So I ran that for a couple of years. And then after that, moved up to what was known as the late model street stock division, which is kind of similar, a little more open motor. Actually, the motors were very open, except there was a 360 cube limit, and then they'd make you put a two-barrel carburetor on it. Otherwise, you could pretty much do whatever you wanted with them. And, it was all stock suspension as far as your four-link rear suspension. Still ran weight jacks and racing shocks, that kind of stuff, which I think helped me quite a bit when it came to, running, dry slick tracks, because you had a lot of horsepower but not a lot of suspension to hook them up. So, I did that until 08, I believe. Actually, 08, I ran that and the Wasota late model. And then 09, I guess, went to strictly just the late model deal, and we've been doing that ever since.
How did you meet your wife, Laura, and was she a race fan, or did you have to train her in?
Oh, that's been a process. I met her. She's from the Minneapolis area, which is 3.5 hours from us, and she's got family in the area around here, and she was here in town for Easter with her family, and she actually went to the church service at our church, and I had talked to her a little bit then and added her as a friend on Facebook, and then I noticed it was probably almost 2 years later, she had a post about her going to Ecuador to study abroad for 4 months, and I just sent her a message being nice and wishing her well, and kind of talked to her back and forth a little bit while she was there, the little bit that she had for internet connection. And then she came home around Christmas time. And then she came down here again for Christmas with her family. And we met up or whatever. And the rest is history, I guess. But she'd never really been to the races at all, especially to her, dirt track racing was pretty foreign. She's learning. Like I said, it's a little bit of a process. I thought she knew more while we were dating than what she probably did. She's finding out that it's a lot of time, a lot of work. She probably gets neglected a little more than what she should, but she's usually a pretty good sport about it, We've had our issues, I guess, with me being in the shop, and I've missed out on some stuff that she's wanted me to go to, and it's just kind of been what it is. I've been racing since I was 14 and been around racing my whole life, so it's hard to change something like that. But, she enjoys it. She has a lot of fun. She likes getting to know the new people. It's a different crowd than anybody that she's ever been around, but she has a lot of fun with it. Like I said, she's learning.
When you started dabbling in late models in 2008 and decided to run them full-time in 2009, why did you choose the late model division? What was the allure?
Well, around here they had a track that was just adding them, and, it's kind of one of those deals. Some guys say they want to race NASCAR, and some guys want to race sprint cars and do whatever. And my goal, I guess, as a racer was to always at least just race a late model. And they're a cool car. As far as dirt track technology, there's nothing above the late model. A lot of guys might argue that the sprint car is more advanced in the big picture. They haven't changed for years and years, bigger motor and put a wing on it, and they just, do what they can to hook it up. But as far as like suspension stuff, I think that late model is pretty cool. What drew me to it is the part about it I don't like now, I guess, is how much it changes, how quick, it seems like there is a bit of a split between the guys that really have some good connections with technology, with guys that know what they're doing, especially now with the spring smashers and the pull-down rigs and all this stuff that these guys are doing. We don't have access to all that, and we've been really happy just running. We work with our chassis builder quite a bit, and he keeps us going in the right direction, and we'd like to try to stay fairly basic to the baseline stuff that he gives us and go from there. But yeah, that's what drew me to it, was the fact that it was just, I think it's a really cool class. I still do. It's neat to see what they can do with a car without a wing, how hooked up you can be and all that, but it's pretty neat.
You live very close to Rock Rapids Speedway. What tracks do you mainly run in your area and with the SLMR schedule?
Well, the last few years, we've been running Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo. We were running there almost weekly. I know, I want to say 11 or 12, I did run there weekly. We won the points up there. since then, we've kind of, our schedule has been a little more sporadic. We kind of bounce all over the place. It's been nice. The track that I started at isn't even open anymore, but since then, there's been some other tracks locally that have picked up a few more shows. There's a little bit of a late model series kind of trying to get going in our area that does a good job of getting, they mix the rules up a little bit, and you can run some different stuff as far as they'll bring in multiple sanctioning bodies and, you know, have weight breaks and that kind of stuff to make it fairly even. That's been nice because, you know, before that, everything we did, we ran Montevideo pretty much weekly, and then we'd run Deer Creek weekly, and we'd go back and forth, and, you know, we spent 3 hours one way every Friday and every Saturday going racing. So since then, Badlands, or I prefer to still call it Houston Speedway, they've picked up a few of those late model shows. Rock Rapids now has 3 or 4 a year, some in the Sioux City area. The FLMR series actually runs down mostly into Nebraska and western Iowa here. A lot of tracks that we haven't been to, but this year we plan to run that full schedule. So they'll run actually all the way down into Kansas, and I think they've got one in Missouri too. So we're gonna go south a little more this year. Still run some Wasota stuff, but we're gonna try to follow the whole FLMR series. They've been really good to us. They're super nice people, great promoters that run this whole deal. It's based out of, I think, around Lincoln, which is I-80 Speedway. And they're really nice people. They do the same thing. They mix up their rules. They allow multiple sanctioning bodies, and then they just take in, you know, same thing, weight breaks and restrictor plates and that. And it seems to be really even. They've done a really good job of getting it close, and we seem to run really well with those guys. So we're going to try to run that whole deal next year, I think.
What was the Deer Creek late model experience like for you? We were there the night that you parked it in Victory Lane for the first time at the creek, and that was up against some incredible competition.
I tell you what, I miss that place. Every time we go up, I've gone to Jamboree a few times and done some other races up there. Man, I miss racing there. That is the coolest racetrack I've ever run on. I've been lucky enough to run a lot of different racetracks, but there's no track in the country that I can think of that's as well prepared and as well maintained. And it's a well-oiled machine. The Queensland family does a heck of a good job. They appreciate their drivers, and seems like they treat everybody pretty well. I miss racing there. Seems like every time we were there, you could run pretty much anywhere on that racetrack. And I only ever got the chance. I only won it once, but I'd like to have gone back. Since then, we've gotten a couple different cars. And right away, the first time I drove this new car, I thought, man, this thing would be awesome there. I just would really like that racetrack. So, I miss racing there. I miss it quite a bit, really.
What were your initial thoughts when you heard they were dropping a division?
I was surprised, but at the same time, not. And, anywhere anymore for Wasota late models, if you average 12 to 15 cars a week, that's pretty good. And that's what they were getting, which to them, that's not nearly enough because, like, their other classes average, somewhere into the 30s often. So, it was a tough deal, but I understood the decision, I guess. And it did open up some more opportunities for us. We could bounce around a little bit more and run. We tried to run the Challenge Series a couple different years, and we've run most of that a few times. And so it's a bittersweet deal. But I understand, too, it's hard for them with their USRA modifieds and that. Hard to have two kind of premier classes. It gets expensive to run. I see their point too. So, I miss it though.
The driver relationships that you built up over those years with Jordan Yagi, Mike Prochnow, Jake Radensky, Jerry Bloom, Lance Matthews. Do you get to see any of those guys anymore?
Yeah, we see Jake. We see Jake fairly often at all these Challenge Series races, and Mike doesn't run a lot of them, but I do run into Mike quite a bit when we go up to Menominee. We go up to Menominee, get our cars or whatever, get something worked on. Usually make it a point to try to get a hold of those guys. We stay pretty good friends with those guys. Yeah, Jordan. Haven't talked to Jordan much since he did his World Outlaw thing. I've got him on Facebook, and might say something here or there, but don't get to run into those guys quite as often. But we stay pretty good friends with a lot of the people that we raced with up there.
You and your brother always have great-looking equipment, and you can tell you dedicate a lot of shop time to have those cars looking so good, and you've got some great sponsors on board.
Yeah, and like you said, it takes a lot of time and a lot of work. I've always pretty much, besides a couple of years, I've always built my own bodies and stuff. And for a while, I did some pretty gaudy wraps, and then since then, I've gone just back to basic clean looking race cars, but pretty proud of what my stuff looks like, and I like to take care of it, and I race it like I'm proud of it as well, which, you know, means a lot.
Is there any special meaning behind the number one?
Well, when I started racing, I was actually number 11, because I mentioned Darren Cordles, who had his car in our shop. He was 11K. I started out as number 11, and then when I moved up between classes, between my sportsman year and my street stock year, there was already a number 11, and I didn't want to add a letter to my number. So when I moved up to the other class, I went from 11 to 1. Well, then after that, I moved up to the late model division, and then there was another car wherever we raced that was number 1 already. The same thing, I didn't want to add a letter, so I thought, well, what the heck, we'll just put the number sign in front of it, and it's kind of unique, and not too many people, you know, I've never seen it before. So, yeah, not a lot of meaning, but kind of progressed into what it is, I guess.
We seen you out at the Rock and Roll Gold Cup at Badlands Motor Speedway. Your wife, Laura, and your family were sitting a couple rows in front of us. What do you think of the facility, and are you going to be running there for the couple late model shows they have there this season?
Yeah, well, we definitely plan to run there. I personally didn't set foot in the place this year besides the few times that we were going to race. I don't know, I should probably bite my tongue a little bit there, but yeah, we're definitely going to run. You know, we'd be dumb to not run a race as close to home as what it is. And it's a pretty neat deal. There's a lot of money that's been spent there to make it what it is. Unfortunately, I think that's the exact reason you can't get rid of it, because there's never going to be anyone that can afford to buy it and expect to make the money back. They've done a heck of a nice job turning it into what it is still. And yeah, it's a tight little racetrack for late models. I'll tell you what, if it could get slick top to bottom, it'd be really good. But it seems like we always tend to run as a support class, so usually pretty heavy. But yeah, it's a neat place. It's a fun little track to run on. It's pretty tight. It's one of the tightest tracks I've run on.
Did you get a chance to get out and go snowmobiling this winter?
I did. That's my, actually anymore, almost my favorite hobby. Spend a lot of time out in the mountains. I've got a pretty nice sled that I'm also pretty proud of. I've done a lot of work to it myself and turned it into something that I really like and enjoy to ride. And yeah, Nate and I go, and usually a couple other guys that we know, but the last trip we went on, the two of us just went, and it was a lot of fun. It's something, I guess growing up, there's a little bit of an age difference. We're 5 years apart, so growing up, that age difference kind of made it a little bit difficult sometimes to get along, and now that we're both older, we kind of realize that we're pretty lucky to have each other and really enjoy to do the same stuff. So it was a pretty neat little trip for the two of us.
What do you do for a day job, and are they flexible at letting you off to go to the races?
Yeah, I work at Automated Waste Systems in Hall, Iowa, in the parts department, and I sell parts for manure hauling equipment and stuff like that. And yeah, they've been pretty good, because my boss, well, the owner of the business, used to race, and his son races. And then my actual boss of our department, he runs a IMCA stock car. He's a pretty big deal. Maybe you heard of him. He, Randy Brand, he's won the Super Nationals a couple times. But anyway, yeah, he was racing quite a bit. He lets us off as need be, because the other guy in our department also races. He runs a USRA B-Mod. So, yeah, it can be a little tough in the summer, especially when we all need off on Friday afternoon to go somewhere. But luckily, with our schedule being what it is, and, you know, like I said, sporadic and doesn't always interfere. It's usually pretty decent. So they're pretty flexible. They understand. That was kind of part of the reason I ended up taking the job. I started in June of last year, and yeah, they definitely understand, because it's the whole family that runs the deal. All that has racing ties, I guess.
You and your brother also made it down to St. Louis to the indoor late model event over the winter. What was that whole experience like?
I tell you what, that's pretty cool. That's a neat event. It's a little tight for late models, but I can't complain, because the racing was absolutely incredible the first night. And yeah, the second night, the racing wasn't the best. Track got a little bit choppy and kind of rough, and made for kind of a one-line track or whatever. But just to, you know, something like that with a stadium, even if it wasn't full, it wasn't completely sold out. It's just really neat to be there, and, you know, that crowd, it's loud, you know, in all directions. That was a really cool deal as far as just being loud, and, you know, there wasn't a bad seat in the place, even if it's not completely sold out. To hear the crowd just cheer like that, you know, you don't get to hear that normally at any other sort of racetrack. Even, you know, I've been to the Knoxville Nationals, and it's still not the same. That atmosphere is pretty unbelievable. So yeah, we're going to definitely try to make it down to that again next year to watch. And I've had people ask me why we don't race it, but I don't like fixing sheet metal that much.
Are you and Nate going to make it over to the Lucas Oil Late Model Show at Deer Creek Speedway?
We actually kind of talked about it a little bit, and then I have heard from a few other guys with this whole fire suppression system that they're very, very strict on that, and that's something that, at least right now, I see pretty much every sanctioning body going to that, but for right now, it's not installed in our cars, so I don't even think that we're legal to run that deal. I know it'd be neat to come over and watch. I had run the Gopher 50 a few years ago, and yeah, it's a tough crowd. Obviously, they have way more experience on the open tires and that kind of stuff, and yeah, the open motor makes a world of difference, so it would have been neat. Like I said, we tried it mostly just to try to make the show. That in itself would have been an accomplishment, and if we didn't make it, we weren't out nothing. They had some pretty good sponsors that kicked in and had paid for our entry fee and all that, so it was a no-brainer to run it at that time. But I think, if anything, we might run over and watch. I haven't really looked at our schedules to see if it contradicts anything else. But, yeah, otherwise we may run over and just watch. I'm just as big a race fan as I am a racer.
Where can fans see you in the next couple of weeks?
Well, our first show is going to start here first weekend in May, and that runs down, I want to say, in Denison, Iowa, and then runs over to McCool Junction, which is also a pretty neat facility. I'd say that place is right up there with Deer Creek as far as the track. It kind of reminds me of that. It reminds me of a bigger Deer Creek Speedway. It's a pretty neat little racetrack. But, yeah, we're going to try to do that, and then, like I said, we're going to kind of bounce around. We're going to run that whole SLMR schedule. I haven't really paid much attention. I know Memorial Day weekend we run in Rock Rapids here. It runs Rock Rapids, Norfolk, Nebraska, and then back to Sioux City. So that'll be nice. We've got about three races all within, a couple hours at least. That'll be a nice deal.
Nick, fans can also follow you on Facebook.
Yeah, actually this was kind of my wife's idea, and she started our Beinhof Racing Facebook page. We're going to try to get a little bit of a schedule put together. We can throw it out there, but yeah, anybody searches Beinhof Racing, we're still out there.
Nick, thank you so much for your shop time and being on the air here with us. I know we're going to have your brother Nate next weekend. First time we've ever had brothers back-to-back, so it's going to be cool talking late models 2 weeks in a row. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And as always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit VPSEF.com. That's VP-SEF.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Tim, race promoter and driver at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And Bob, you're not doing quite as much driving as you used to. You're focusing on the track and actually helping your son Jake with his program.
Yeah, we kind of decided, I think, at the end of last season that it was maybe time to, you know, get a little more focused on Jake's program and the things that we need to get done at the racetrack. And it gets to a point, as much as I love racing, that it gets to be more stress and more of a job than it is fun. And I kind of wanted to rewind the clock a little bit and recharge the batteries and get it back to where it's fun again. And so that's kind of our goal for 2017.
Something that continuously blows me away when I'm at your track is the entertainment value for your dollar. Every time I'm there, I sit there and wish, God, I wish I was 6 to 14 years old again and could be in your kids' club. These kids have a great time. There's so many activities for the kids. On a typical night, usually there's some sponsor giveaways or some prizes or frisbees or t-shirts or something getting thrown out into the audience for the kids. And you do a really good job of getting the kids up close and personal with your drivers, with the driver autograph segments and the meet and greets. Just a really family-friendly atmosphere.
You know, that after the first couple years, actually probably even a little bit more than that, after about the first 3 or 4 years, it became pretty obvious that there was a big absence of young people in the stands and young people getting into the sport. And, you know, my experience with my own family and our kids and their involvement in the sport was just that there's just so much value to families getting involved. There's so many things in common with young kids and young adults and parents at the racetrack, both in the stands and, you know, either being involved in racing themselves, that it's just a big oversight, I think, at a lot of racetracks that we need to have a lot of involvement, a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on for kids. It's important both for family time, I think, for parents to come in and take in the races and bring their kids and have them involved, but also important to the sport to get young kids involved and see what's out there in the sport of racing for them to be involved maybe at a later time as a competitor. So it became a big focus for us going forward after those first few years to make sure that we had lots of activities for youngsters and for families to come and be entertained. It may not be just the racing that's on the track. It may be, you know, activities for kids or prizes for kids or kids meeting the drivers. There's a lot of opportunities to ensure that kids that come to the Speedway have a great time and families have a great time, and it's affordable for them to come and do so. We've brought on Cassie Johnson as our event coordinator, and she's got a great history with being involved with youngsters, and she knows what they like, and she has lots of great ideas for weekly programs for us to get them involved. And then also we're fortunate with Dan Bailey having him involved as our track announcer. He does so much more than that and does just a fantastic job keeping things fun and light and keeping the kids involved, both through the junior announcer and all of the programs we do throughout the night that involve kids' activities.
Our kids are getting older, Bob, but when you sit somewhere and you're crammed in with your kids, they get squirmy, they don't like it, they want the freedom. At your track, the way you have it laid out with the different tiers of cement steps, you can actually bring your bag chairs, spread out, put a blanket down, the kids are free to get up, walk down and get a box of popcorn or a pop. They don't feel confined, and I think that's a real attribute to your track.
Yeah, right. It's easy. It's kind of spread out a little bit. Like you said, it's not so tight in a bunch of tight bleachers where you got to kind of work your way to the aisle and work your way down. There's more room than that, and I think that's what the concrete grandstands lend themselves well to. It's easy for kids to get in and out, and they like to move around and kind of check the place out. Plus, there's so many, you know, we have a large hospitality area, and we usually have a bounce house set up there, and we have kids' activities going on, and there's room for them to kind of run around and check things out. And new for this year, we're adding the Dahl Automotive Kids Zone, where we're going to have kind of a big playground set up with swings and slides and climbing walls and things like that for 2017. Again, just to kind of add to the experience for your family and for the kids specifically.
I think one of the real eye-openers is Victory Lane for the mini mods. When those kids get out of the car to get their checkered flag and they're saying, oh, I'm in sixth grade, I know what I was doing in sixth grade, and it wasn't driving a car that cool. It's a real eye-opener for the parents and fans how early these kids are getting involved in this, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know where we'd be right now, you know, if we hadn't started that slingshot class 8, 9, 10 years ago. There's so many talented drivers in big car classes now as a result of that class. And not only for the growth of the sport moving forward to get young kids involved, but just the fun that families are able to have. I see so many families in the pits with their son or daughter racing those slingshot cars, or kids that are racing those slingshot cars that bring their friends or their buddies or other family members into the pits with them, and they get to see what it's all about. And they have such a great time. I mean, they race and they get out of the cars and they run around and they're playing and having a good time in the pits. And I mean, it's just such good quality family time. And there's a lot of negative things out there about our sport. And a lot of it has to do with the time commitments and the financial commitments it takes to be involved. But there are getting to be more and more affordable classes for younger kids. But you cannot put a price tag on the family time that you spend at the racetrack with your son or your daughter and how long that can go on. I've been through the whole gambit now. Both of my kids are nearing, you know, one kid has graduated and one is going to graduate next year. And when you get beyond those school years and the athletics and school and things are involved, you struggle to find things that you have in common with your kids that get you together every single weekend. And I spend every single weekend with my family at the racetrack, and we'll continue to do that for many years to come. And I'm so thankful for the sport, and I hope that other people get the opportunity to see how they can get their family involved and how that can keep them coming together for many weekends and many years to come. It's just a great family sport.
Bob, you race every Friday night at Mississippi Thunder Speedway starting April 28th. On a normal Friday night, what can fans expect to see for classes at your track?
Well, this year we changed it up just a little bit. We were struggling with our Wissota Superstock car count and interest in that class. It's a great class, but our geographic location just didn't allow it to really thrive. So for 2017, we dropped that class. What it's done is it's driven some of the people from that class to some of our other classes, I think primarily our USRA late model class. And so in 2017, you see all the same things you see in 16, less of Superstocks, which is Hornet cars, our four-cylinder entry-level class. We have our USRA hobby stocks. We have our USRA B mods. We have our 600 mods, our Excel chassis 600 mods. We have USRA modifieds, and we have USRA late models. Then also starting in mid-May, we have our slingshots on the mini-mod track. So we've got kind of like full body classes, we got wide tire classes, we got open wheel classes, we got some small car classes and some entry level classes. There's something there for everyone, both as a spectator and as a racer.
The first special on the schedule, May 26th, the USMTS Modifieds hit Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Those drivers love your track, and it's going to be an outstanding night.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know, Clean, if you're aware of the fact that we kind of reshaped our track a little bit over the winter months here. We added about 12 to 15 feet of width and about 5 feet of banking. And our track, I think, kind of lended itself well to modified racing in general. But I think this change is going to lend itself better to modified racing, but all classes. And this will be the first time that USMTS Modifieds will be on the new track configuration. And to be honest with you, I can't wait. I'm so excited for that event. I think we're going to see some of the best modified race in the entire country in that May race. I'm super excited about it. I've kind of wanted the Memorial Day event for many years, and this is the first year I've gotten the opportunity to take it, and really looking forward to it.
Bob, I actually heard through the grapevine drivers are saying it looks like Eldora, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we put that banking on, widened it out, but it also we put the wall back on the edge of the track, and so there's going to be guys racing right up next to that wall instead of, you know, having the wall over a berm. It is. It's 80 to 85 feet all throughout, tons of space and lots of banking. It's going to be pretty exciting, I think.
We will have you on throughout the season talking about your major events. If they'd like to see the whole schedule, find out more about Mississippi Thunder Speedway, get directions, or find out some of the information on your awesome kids club, how can they do that?
As always, you can visit our website, which is MississippiThunder.com. All of the information is posted there, as well as Cassie's contact information, so she can give you more details if you can't find what you're looking for on the website. I also encourage everybody to kind of go to the App Store and download the Mississippi Thunder phone app. A lot of our communications, events going on, special events, and any weather information is now communicated through that phone app, so I encourage everybody that's going to attend races in 2017 to go ahead and download that. And as always, you know, my phone number is on that website as well, and so any questions about anything going on, you can reach me as well.
Bob, as always, it's great to talk to you, and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clay, and thanks for all the promotions for dirt track racing in our area that you do throughout the season.
The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises.
Duradox strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradox all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradox has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradox.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Do you have some delicate or highly detailed items that need to be protected? Hi, this is Ryan at Foamcraft Packaging. The technology provided by our new Rover A gives Foamcraft Packaging the capability to cut intricate details in foam, neoprene, and rubber. Tool boards to case inserts, our goal here at Foamcraft Packaging is to ship your items safely and efficiently in a cost-effective manner. See foamcraftpackaging.com or give us a call today at 507-455-2893. Your single source packaging supplier.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Dave Adams from Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And Dave, we talked off air, and you and Kevin had another awesome winner down in Florida racing that modified.
Yeah, we certainly did. We went down there thinking we were going to run good, but we didn't expect that we were going to run that good. We were in contention to win every single race we were in, and we raced against some pretty good stuff, UMP cars from all over the country, so we were pretty happy.
It was pretty neat going online and seeing one of our local drivers down there in Victory Lane with the pictures.
Yeah, that's true, and it makes us feel good, too, that we can go out of our area and compete just as well as anybody. You know, when you're considered one of the top cars in the country, it's fun, and it's real fun to win too, of course.
I think you said Kevin parked it in Victory Lane 7 times down there.
A total of 7 times we won. We had 2 cars down there. One was considered what they consider the like our B mods, and then our A mod UMP car. So he won twice with the A mod UMP, finished second, finished fourth, finished third. You know, we had a really good run with that, and then we won 5 times with the B mod.
Now, you kind of opened up last weekend with your Rice Lake Cedar Mall Indoor Car Show.
That's correct. We have that's an annual event, generally a couple of weeks before our opener, and we had 23 beautiful race cars in the mall this year. They were representing all our classes. We had pure stocks, super stocks, B-mods, A-mods, and streeters. So very good representation of all the classes.
Another testament to how hard you guys work to make this a great family event and an ongoing event, you have your 65th season opener coming up Saturday night, April 15th.
That's correct. 65 years that racetrack has been in existence, and we've had Mitch Hansen and I have had the pleasure of owning it for the last seven. This is starting our eighth year, and we've enjoyed every minute of it, and it's nice to carry on the tradition. So we plan on having a lot more openers.
Dave, we talked about how affordable a night at the races is for a family to go out, be outside, enjoy the Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin weather, and be outside with their kids, and the kids have room to run around, and there's things for the kids to do. It's just great family entertainment at an affordable price.
That's correct. We have a lot of people that when they come out, their kids take off, and we have different places for them to play behind the bleachers or sandboxes. Everything's blacktop and clean, so the kids have a good time, and the people have a good time watching the races. We get them over. We generally try to have everybody out of there before 10 o'clock, so if you have to travel, you're not going to be traveling half the night to get home, and that's one of our main goals, is to keep the program rolling so we can get them out of there by 10 o'clock. There's been a few times that it's been a little later, but we're pretty happy with planning it for 10 o'clock.
And also keeping the kids happy, we're growing our brand new fan base, and you do a great job of being very approachable at the track, going through the grandstands, talking to the fans, and if somebody is brand new to the track, they definitely want to say hi to you.
Well, that's certainly, that's one of the pleasures I get from Saturday Night of Racing, is to walk through the stands, visit with the people. I'll sit down, and sometimes they even offer me beers, and I don't generally drink too much of it, but I'll take a beer once in a while from them and sit there and visit and wait through a race or a heat race or something, and move on to the next set of bleachers. And I like to be visible, so if somebody does want to talk to me, they know where to find me.
Every Saturday night at Rice Lake Speedway, fans get to see five different classes. Again, what are those classes that are racing on the track?
Well, this year we've put our pure stocks into Wasota also, so now we have all five Wasota classes. We have pure stocks, street stocks, B-mods, A-mods, and super stocks. So our whole program is all Wasota and falls under one flag, and it makes it a lot nicer and easier, and the drivers like it, I believe.
The first major special on your schedule is Memorial Day weekend, and I know that's going to be an outstanding weekend of racing. USMTS Modifieds at Mississippi Thunder on the 26th, and then on the 27th, you have a sprint car show plus your regular classes. What a great weekend that's going to be.
Yeah, we've planned that for a few years now, and last year we got rained out, but we just love those winged and non-winged sprints. They bring a lot of excitement. Many, many times I've watched the features go non-stop, you know, and that's a plus to those guys. You know, they're more professional every time I see them and have them, and we just can't wait to get them up here. Ron puts on a good program, and we just can't wait to get them. And then we're going to have the traditional sprints, that's the non-wing ones. We're going to have them later in the summer again. So we look forward to those guys.
Your 65th annual season is going to be another great year of racing at your track. I see in July on the 29th, you have $2,000 to win challenge series with Soda late models at your track. In August, it's a street stock little dream. You also have a Labor Day special coming up, so a lot of great things on your schedule. If fans would like to see everything you have to offer, they can go to Rice Lake Speedway dealerfoodtruck.com for the whole schedule and find out directions and track information. And Dave, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Well, I certainly appreciate you giving us a holler. It's always nice to talk to you guys. So there again, I thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us.
You bet. We'll see you now.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why does World of Outlaws sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaws season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles' other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and you know it's springtime when I am joined by Bev from Casey's General Store. She is a manager on the corner of 18th Street and Austin Road. And Bev, you had a little trying time over the winter going through a remodel. I'm sure it wasn't always easy, but the store is beautiful and the customers have to love it.
You know, Clayne, so many things have happened that we'd have to use your whole show just to talk about all of them. We've got some new things that have happened. We had a remodel. The store is reorganized, much easier to find things, and it's wide open so that you can see where you're at and see where everything is. We have things like live sub sandwich bar, and I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. My favorite bread is the zesty Parmesan, and if you're interested, try it. It's great. We also have things like we got a new soft serve ice cream machine. We have a new icy machine. We just have all kinds of new things. The bathrooms were redone. Everything is almost like a brand new store. So come in, check it out. You'll love it.
Bev, that's one of the things I find out when we're out traveling, going to the races, starting already this Saturday night. Consistency. When you stop at a Casey's, they're consistently clean, friendly staff, and the food items that you pick up are consistent, so you know what you're getting all the time.
That's because Casey's works very hard at making sure every employee knows how to make pizza or donut or a sandwich, exactly how to do it. And that way nobody should never be disappointed in what they get.
Speaking of never disappointed, Casey's Pizza, if you have not tried it yet, everybody that tries it for the first time is just blown away by the quality. And this month you have an incredible deal that can feed a large group.
We sure do. You can buy 2 large single-topping pizzas for $20. and that includes our breakfast pizzas. So you can't do better than $20 for a meal.
The nice thing about buying a 2 for $20 is you also get 2 coupons on the corner of each one of those large boxes. You save up 10 of those and you get your 11th pizza free. And I don't know of anything better than free pizza.
That's right. You know, and when we say free pizza, it's a free pizza of your choice. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing you bought for those 10 previous pizzas. You can try something entirely different. So it's a good way to try out different things and not have it cost you anything.
While you're out traveling and a racing season is kicking off, make sure and stop in at your local Casey store or look for a Casey store along your route. You won't be disappointed when you stop in at Casey's General Stores. And Bev, we will talk to you throughout the summer. Thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's my pleasure as always, Clayne. Let's have a great summer.
Hey, friends, it's Feed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Our Cookies Flavor Enhance and Rub is the most versatile blend of spices on the planet. Try it in marinades, on meats and on seafood, on baked potatoes and vegetables, in pasta salads and popcorn, and anything else that needs a flavor kick. No matter the meal, our Cookies Flavor Enhance and Rub makes taste buds happy. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, it's racing time again in our region. We will be at Cedar Lake Speedway tonight with races starting at 6 p.m. watching the late models, modifieds, pro stocks, Midwest modifieds, and the UMSS non-wing sprint cars. The World of Outlaw late models were racing at Farmer City, Illinois last Sunday, April 2nd. Brian Shirley taking the victory, Billy Moyer in second, followed by Bobby Pierce in third. Kenny Wallace took the modified victory that night. The World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were in Hartford, California on March 31st. Logan Schuhart showing how it still can be done, coming from the 19th starting position in a feature to win the A-Main over Ian Madsen and Donnie Schatz. They were also running at Paris Speedway on Saturday, April 1st in California in the 30-lap World of Outlaw Sprint Car A-Main, David Gravel over Brad Sweet, with Sheldon Hodenschild in third. And the Lucas Oil Late Model Series, which will be here at Deer Creek Speedway on Saturday, May 20th, was racing in Duck River Raceway in Wheel, Tennessee. Don O'Neill, followed by Scott Bloomquist and Tanner English in third.
Here at International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that works for you. Hi, this is Jamie Bach, your authorized dealer for MFS Stormar Grain Bins and a variety of other grain bin system products. MFS Stormar Grain Bins offer commercial grade quality and strength that lasts 27% longer at an affordable price. Located just west of Owatonna along Highway 14 and our new location, NASCO Equipment in Fairmont. Give us a call at 451-3448 or visit our website internationalsteelerectors.com. Put our knowledge to work for you.
NASCAR returns to Kansas Speedway May 13th. Here's some reasons to be there. Reason number 88, Dale Flippins Jr. Enough said. Number 2, Keselowski-style cold ones are always BYOB. Reason 78, your memory of Martin Truex Jr. will be both crystal clear and a blur. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling 400. Live, Saturday night, May 13th. Tickets at KansasSpeedway.com.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4-Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of Rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4-Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? easy. Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.